With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana and federal officials say they've reached a tentative agreement on the removal of more contaminated mine waste around Butte. The Montana Standard reports the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency expects to finalize the agreement by the end of the year. It includes the removal or containment of mine waste and the creation of stormwater retention ponds along Upper Silver Bow and Blacktail Creeks. Beginning in the 1800s, crews working Butte's massive network of copper mines dumped mining waste into streams and wetlands around the city. Emergency cleanup work on some of the contaminated sites began in the 1980s. Negotiations over the remaining cleanup have been ongoing between the EPA, Montana, and BP, the parent company of Atlantic Richfield Company, since 2009. A partial owner of Talon Energy Corporation, which is the operator and co-owner of Montana's Colstrip Power Plant, is seeking to buy the entire company in a $1.8 billion deal. Today's announcement of the planned acquisition by the investment firm Riverstone Holdings LLC gave no indication of any immediate changes for Colstrip, whose future was already being questioned in a declining coal market and increasing regulations for coal-fired plants. The Bozeman Chronicle reports that American Airlines will immediately begin offering daily flights between Bozeman and its hub in Dallas-Fort Worth. It plans to offer the route from June until October and December through April. Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport Director Brian Springer called the plane's Thursday arrival a groundbreaking day for the airport. Springer says the airport has courted American for more than 25 years, but couldn't get the airline to commit until the airport received a $750,000 subsidy in January. The mother of a 2-year-old boy who was beaten and died last year has been arrested in connection with his death. 23-year-old Takara Juntunen was arrested Thursday in a home in Kalispell and is being held on a $100,000 bail. She is charged with felony negligent homicide in the death of Forrest Groeschel and with criminal possession of dangerous drugs. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte launched a new radio ad today. The 60-second spot returns fire Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's campaign has aimed at him, related to a public fishing access easement on Gianforte's Bozeman property. In 2009, Gianforte sued Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks over the easement, saying it was improperly recorded. The lawsuit was settled out of court. Bullock's campaign says it proves Gianforte is out of step with Montana values. In the ad, the proprietor of a fly shop recommends the easement as a good place for a customer to fish.
And you can fish right behind his house. It's not exactly a secret. You'll probably see some other folks down there. Maybe Greg, too.
I thought I heard Greg was some guy from Jersey who didn't want us to fish.
Nah, that's a load of bull. Greg Gianforte is as Montana as they come. Our liberal governor is lying about him to stay in office, which is about as un-Montana as it gets.
That makes sense. You know, politicians will say anything.
The Bullock campaign is trying to brand Gianforte as a, quote, New Jersey billionaire. Gianforte has lived in Montana for more than 20 years and started a software company in Bozeman that he sold in 2011 for $1.5 billion. Mother Nature has dogged Glacier National Park road crews this spring, but they're finally gaining the upper hand. Heavy rain recently blew out a beaver dam which spilled mud and trees on going to the Sun Road. Just as crews cleaned up that mess, wet weather unleashed another 19 rock slides this week. Park spokesman Tim Raines.
The Westside Road Crew has cleared those 19 slides, the rock debris. And they were just yesterday at the visitor center at Logan Pass, and they were clearing all that snow that had come in during that storm.
Rain says the route to Logan Pass may open to traffic by late June.
But you can still experience it this weekend when the road crews are done working. You can get all the way up to Logan Pass if you're going to hike or bike the road. Do take precautions when you're out there. Take some bear spray. Prepare for winter-like conditions when you do get to the top. The roads can be a little icy, and there's still snow up there, and wildlife is out and about.
Crews hope to have the route open to the Big Drift on Glacier's east side by this weekend or early next week. The Great Falls Police Department is asking for the public's help locating a missing person. The department's Facebook page says 74-year-old Fred Cobell suffers from dementia and other mental issues and may be in danger. Cobell, who is 6 feet tall and weighs 225 pounds with gray hair, was last seen at 1:45 this afternoon wearing tan pants, a light blue shirt, and a black hat with bulldogs written on it. His last known location was near 5th Street and 2nd Avenue North, headed north, in Great Falls. Police ask anyone who believes they've seen Mr. Cobell to call 911. Ahead of Tuesday's primary election, both the Democratic candidates for president are holding events and making a push to get out the vote tomorrow. Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign will hold a rally and canvass with Texas progressive activist Jim Hightower at the Great Falls Public Library at 11 a.m. Hightower will then go to Helena for a 6 p.m. event at the Labor Temple there. Hillary Clinton's campaign says it will send canvassers door-to-door and activate phone banks statewide. In Missoula, former State Senate Majority Leader Carol Williams will hold a kick event Saturday at 1 p.m. Senator Christine Kaufman will do the same in Helena, also at 1 p.m. A former Blackfeet tribal councilwoman plans to plead guilty to federal charges of harboring a fugitive and lying to authorities. Cheryl Little Dog filed a motion to change her plea on Friday, days after U.S. District Judge Brian Morris denied her request to suppress evidence from the search of her home that turned up South Dakota fugitive Frank Gallardo. Prosecutors say Little Dog told U.S. Marshals and FBI agents that Gallardo was not in her home. Officers later found Gallardo, who was wanted on charges of molesting an 8-year-old girl, in the home's crawl space.